The encounter had scarcely lasted a second. Sahil must have felt humiliated by his defeat because he gave the most abbreviated bow of all the losers that day and walked out of the hall while the crowd was still in an uproar. "That," Nobu said to me, "is the move called Hitaki Komi." "Isn't it fascinating?" Mameha said, in something of a daze. She didn't even finish her thought.
"Isn't what fascinating?" the chairman asked her.
"What Miyagiyama just did. I've never seen anything like it."
"Yes, you have. Wrestlers do that sort of thing all the time."
"Well, it certainly has got me thinking," Mameha said. Later on our way back to Gion, Mameha turned to me excitedly in the rickshaw. "That sumo wrestler gave me a most marvelous idea," she said. "Hatsumomo doesn't even know it, but she's just been thrown off balance herself, and she won't even find it out until it's too late."
"You have a plan? Oh, Mameha-san, please tell it to me."
"Do you think for a moment I would?" she said. "I'm not even going to tell it to my own maid. Just be very sure to keep Nobu-san interested in you. Everything depends on him and on one other man as well."
"What other man?"
"A man you haven't met yet. Now don't talk about it any further. I've probably said more than I should already. It's a great thing you met Nobu-san today. He may just prove to be your rescuer." I must admit I felt a sickness inside when I heard this. If I was to have a rescuer, I wanted it to be the chairman and no one else.